Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down. Holler when you see me. And let these devils get sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan and time we ride, hitting up when we pass by, until I die, live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being divorced later, the future's in my eyes, cause all I want is cash and things, I five double low, bands bumping flashy rings, pursue me like a dream, been known to disappear before your eyes, it's like a dope thing, it seems my main thing.
Pop say, all eyes on me, sis, what's happening? You with me, sis? All eyes on you, sis. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Please, you with me, baby? Please, you hear? You hear? Call the trees. Call the trees. APB for my co-host. All right. All right. Well, hey, we gonna do what we do anyway. How y'all doing today? Tuesday. You know, I wrote the date down, I don't know how many times today, and here I am getting punked with it on what day it is. Tuesday, December the 7th. December the 7th, 2 days from my grandbaby birthday. Yeah, my boo. I can't wait. I can't wait. Listen, we got a great, great show in store for you all today. We're going to discuss the fight this weekend between Tank and Cruz. And I just got one question. How did Cruz manage to hang in there with Tank as long as he did? You know,
I know that's right.
That was surprising to me. Oh, hello, co-host. How are you?
My phone was acting crazy. I'm sorry. Hi, bruh. How are you?
You good. You good. You good. You good. Girl, I was over here like, oh, my God. I see a number by myself. I don't want to be by myself.
No, you know? Don't be by yourself, bruh. I ain't going to leave you hooked up like that. I ain't going to leave you like that.
I know you would. I know you would. I said to myself, I said, give me his story. Give me his story. But what's going on with you, baby girl? How that weekend treat you?
Everything good. Everything's good. I don't know what's going on. Why is it yelling in here? I don't know what's going on. Why is it all this noise? What's going on? Okay, that was I'm leaving out. I'm sorry. Everything's good, bruh. My TNT fashions is blowing up because of you. I appreciate everything. My world is coming together. Trust me.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, listen, if your TNT fashion blowing up because of us and Kale's Corner is blowing up because of us, we all associated in one way or another to, you know, getting all of this, all of this above the ground like we want it to be, you know what I mean? Go back. I was right on the Wizards. I was about to talk about the Wizards players, Rui Hachimura and Thomas Bryant, returning to action soon. They'll be back in the lineup real soon. And I, for one, cannot wait until this Wizards team is complete. They've kind of let me down with the past. Ain't no kind of to it. Somebody has done stunk up the gym the past three games. But hopefully with the addition of these players, I know Bryant coming back is going to be a boost. Because he was nothing but energy. Weekend, game in, game out. So That's going to be great to have these guys back. Jets linebacker C.J. Mosley said Eagles linebacker, well, defensive lineman Fletcher Cox laughed at head coach Robert, say his name,
Sally,
claiming other teams have no respect for the Jets or what they do. Damn, that's a bold statement there, man. That you know, for somebody to just come out and say, we don't respect your team, wow, that's crazy there, man. I understand that, you know, teams may not be doing everything that we expect them to right now, but to come out and say that you don't respect them, that's we're going to get into that. We're going to discuss the NFL Week 13 winners and losers once again. Who surprised us? Who did exactly what we expected to do? We're going to talk about these coaches, man. Because I'm getting down here through the what they call it, the scuttlebutt, the kick around, the talk about. I'm hearing that a lot of coaches gonna be replaced come this off season. So, you know, we got to discuss that, man. The Bears, the Browns. The Raiders, and we pretty much, the Raiders were going to be on the market for a new coach because, you know, what happened with Gruden. And Lady T reveals the winner from the Week 13. You pick all right now. I ain't gonna say nothing, but I think I won again.
I think I won too.
I don't want to hear that, man. You see, why you gotta be riding, young? Stop riding, young. Let me have that shine, man. Let me have my shine, man. All of this and more on today's episode of Chill's Corner. And you guys don't forget Instagram and Facebook at Chill's Corner. Look us up, man. Jot down a question or whatever, comment or whatever, and you never know. Whatever you put down, it may either be a topic of the show or, you know, we might discuss it, you know, right now as you put it out there, because Ms. Lady T is always, that's our computer buddy there. She is always on the internet looking for stuff and searching stuff. So you never know, you know. Y'all look us up. Again, it's Chill's Corner, Instagram or Facebook at KELL'S KORNER All caps. All right.
All caps.
563-999-3782 is the number. And you know what? I'm in a Christmas-type mood. So this is how we're going to do this right here. We'll be right back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marked on her back.
On her back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I love that song. So nothing gets me in the Christmas mood more than that song. It is so so funny and a lot of fun and a lot of fun. What do you want? You want to go into some basketball first, or you want to discuss
basketball?
Basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. The Wizards are Hachimura will be back at practice on Wednesday tomorrow, and also Thomas Bryant will start practicing this week as well. And I, for one, am ecstatic about the Wizards coming back together as a full team, because I see good pieces with this team. I really do. I don't want to jump out there yet and say championship. I'm not going to do that. See real good pieces with this team. So, you know, hey, listen, for real, the way these boys are playing, barring the last three games, because I really don't have anything to say positive about the last three games. They got out-rebounded. They were out-scored. They were out-hustled. They just flat out got outplayed. So, you know, I don't have anything positive to say about that. You got anything you want to say, 3-3?
Wizards are doing their thing. Don't get me wrong. Don't nobody get me wrong. Wizards are doing their thing. They just get to the point sometimes where they just get stagnant sometimes, and they just standing around, not really, you know, moving without the ball or making stuff happen without the ball. So that's the only problem that I have with the Wizards. Like when 'cause they don't stop fighting. They don't do that. Well, this Wizards team, sometimes you can catch them standing around just like watching all what's going on instead of being in the moment with everybody else. So that's my only problem that I have with the Wizards right now. And so they can get that cleared up. You know, the Wizards are going to be fine. They're going to be fine, especially if they got the Bryant coming back and Hunter Moore coming back. It's going to be a whole – they about to level up.
Yeah. I see – Chicago looking pretty good, you know, which is a surprise to me. I mean, for real, you guys came out of nowhere and what's it, DeRozan, right? That's his name?
DeMar DeRozan.
I didn't even see you guys trading for him. Let's bring on somebody to give you some support with your Chicago thing. What's up, Brother Ted?
Hey, everyone. How y'all doing? Hey, what's up, Lady T? What's happening?
Happy, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Good. Happy belated Thanksgiving, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you. Well, I heard y'all comment. And Carol, I wanted to ask you, has Bryant and what's that boy y'all got from us? Gafford. Has Bryant and Gafford played together yet?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
I
know him.
Gafford
played with Hachimura before, though. They played before, right? But he never played with Bryant. Okay. That's gonna be something special if they get them bodies back, man, and they get get their cohesiveness together and stuff.
Yeah.
They're gonna be real tough. Because big lineup and stuff. And I think Bryant and Hachimura, if they stay healthy, man, and everything, and come with a, hey, we need this, and a hungry attitude, and especially for missing the game and want to play, y'all going to be real tough. And as far as Chicago, we're tough too, but we need to man up also. We get to standing around also, like you say, trees like the Wizards do, when some people don't have the ball, you know. Like old basketball, you cut and move if you don't have that ball. But with this new NBA, we want to stand around outside on that three-point line and wait for the ball and not cut to the basket, you know, to even get an offensive rebound or to even get a pass. They just stand there
how about,
and stuff.
How about
and,
or How about, excuse me, Tim, but let me add this to that. How about, or get the other team in foul trouble? Cut to the basket, to get that defense off balance, and if they don't stop you, you know, nine times out of ten, it's going to be a defensive foul. And
right.
to me, it's more like these NBA players today, they don't value those fouls like our guys did at one time. Y'all understand where I'm going with that?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm like, and then you want to argue with the referees, you know, call the foul, but you're standing around. You're doing nothing. What is he going to call? I mean,
right.
he's looking at the same thing that we're looking at, and y'all aren't doing anything. So what is he going to call? What are you screaming for? What are you crying? What do you want him to call? Standing there?
Right.
For real, well, that can be called, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, like Zach LaVine, you know, he pees me off, you know, when if he don't get the ball, if DeMar Rosen cooking, you know, he stands around. And then he don't get back on defense. If he make a turnover, he just stand there. It was a play, man, that he made the turnover, whatever, and he just stood there on the offensive on defense at all.
Who you talking about, Ted?
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, a lot of players do that. Like, they either complain about the... Say again?
I said he been balling out of control lately.
Yeah, they're very good on offense. They can score their ball, but you got to play some defense. You got to stop the other person. You know, that's what wins championship. You can score 140 points, but if you got to keep the other person, he got at least, I mean, if he score 139, you're going to win, but you got to at least stop him from scoring at some point of the game.
Well, I think
and man up
doing
on defense.
I think he's been doing, we only lost eight games.
Yeah,
like we ranked number two. We ranked number two. We only lost eight games. The Nets are only the person in front of us. Yeah, Zach LaVine, he do stand around, but all of our players play defense. I've never watched our game, and I've never seen them not play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I look at it like this. I'm thinking of the nature of maybe Zach LaVine is, because he has been playing so well on the offensive end and the defensive end, once the ball goes to DeMar Rosen instead of him, I can see that causing a little rip or friction, you know what I mean? Because if you feel like you're balling, you're doing good, and the ball is not finding you, it's finding this dude only, that's going to kind of make me feel like, you know, and I'm just speaking of myself.
That's not what's happening with our team. What's happening with our team is we're – everybody is eating, as the Wizards can say. Everybody on our team is eating. It ain't one person on our team that's not eating. Everybody eating. Ayo eating. Everybody eating.
I hate that.
We just came up with it. So I'm just going back to it because y'all came up with it.
And they were some bammers for doing it. If they paint a white stripe down the middle of their ass, you're going to do it too. They were some bammers for coming up with that mess. And look at the drama. That one little comment started with our team.
That's
we,
true.
We end up John Wall traded. You know, I mean, hey, start a good basketball trend. Do that for me. Don't start no daggone everybody eating. And whew, Bradley Beal, man, yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that
okay.
alone, please. You make me sick, Trees, for the record. for the record, you make me sick. Talk about something, we started that mess. Nothing burned me up more because I knew. Yeah, I knew the tension that was going to start between John Wall and not just Bradley Beal, but the rest of the team. Because them bam was like, yeah, everybody is eating. Come on, man. Come on, dog. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, because when the man is there in your face, you ain't saying nothing like that. It's nothing like that is coming out of your. So, you know, don't do that to that man once he, you know, is not out there. That ain't cool. That ain't cool at all, you know. That's going to blew me beyond, man. Blew me beyond. Let's go to our Huckleberry. What's happening, team kid?
What's up? I'm your Huckleberry today. How are you doing?
What's going on, Huckleberry?
Oh, sis. I'm sorry, sis. How you doing today?
Hey, babe. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
What's going on?
So you recovered, huh?
So how you
hey,
feel
what's
about
happening?
You?
What's happening with you?
He is so petty, yeah. He is so petty.
He ain't petty.
Hey, I knew it, too, y'all.
I'm just asking
y'all.
My sister how
you
doing. Boy, that's all. I'm concerned. That's all. I'm just
why
a concerned brother.
Why would your sister, why would my co-host, your sister, our sister, not be good? Why would she not be good? See? Hey, Tree, what I tell you about that Bama coming on and changing the subject all the time? Y'all talking about
all the time? You know what he's doing.
Okay, I ain't gonna say how you doing no more. I'm not gonna ask anybody how they're doing anymore. That's it.
That's funny. What's up, Jeff? How are you, brother? How are you today?
Hey, somebody chimed in last week and said, I'm doing great.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell y'all, man. I went and got my second vaccination shot today. So,
which one did you get?
Moderna or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, you got the Moderna.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if y'all hear me say, Mama said, Mama saw my mabu.
We know you're going down. We're
dialing
911.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to say happy birthday to my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law had a birthday over the weekend. I mean, 2 days ago. So I want to say happy birthday to him. Happy birthday. He just joined the 40 and over club. I mean, well, 46 and over club. He in his own club, 46 and over.
Oh, that's what's up. Tree, Debo just a shot at you and 57. He said,
I'm trying to stay low budget, under the radar.
Hey, not today. Not today. They lost to their big brother. That, I'm just saying. That's what the man just sent me on the chat.
But I'm definitely not okay.
Oh, he can hear you.
We're gonna leave that right there. But back to the topic at hand. Yes, please.
When this Wizards team does have all its moving pieces, I for one am anxious to see exactly how these guys deal together. Because I'm going to say this, and this is just me. Y'all know how I am. I wouldn't be surprised if Rui Hachimura don't end up on that trade block, man. I'm telling you, seriously. Because
don't end up on the what?
Trade block. trade.
Oh, block. Trade block.
Yeah. He has some serious making up to do. He has some serious making up to do. And I'm not trying to belittle the mental aspect of things, because things affect us all in different ways. And you know, one mistake that I've made in the past was looking at somebody's situation and applying my ghetto upbringing to it and saying, well, that ain't a problem at all. But, you know, the older I'm getting, I realize that anything can be a problem to anyone. So I'm not going to belittle the fact, you know what I mean? But I can say that mental weakness that he's showing can end up having him traded. Hell, he might even go out the league and be back home in China, Japan, or wherever it is he came.
Nah.
You know?
No, sir.
What about Bertrand?
No, sir.
What about Bertrand?
What about
Bertrand? Ain't had no homesickness. He didn't miss 45 days because he's homesick. Bertrand ain't doing none of that.
No, I'm just talking about as far as trading. Or I'm not really impressed with Bertrand. From what I've seen so far, you know, I know he was hurt, you know, and he's just getting back out there. But you know, I just
and not only
really,
that,
you know, let's
Bertrand is like that old lawnmower. You know what I mean? You got to pull that cord when it's cool outside. You got to pull that cord a couple of more times than in the spring or the summer. Because in the spring or the summer, Bertrand, his shot is liquid. His shot is dead on liquid. That's what got him over when he played for the Spurs, and that's what got him over when he first came here. Now, like Priest just said, not only is he coming off an injury, but this is the winter time. Everything is off kilter right now when it comes to Bertrand. But I guarantee you, you stick with him, you will appreciate the fact that you made that choice instead of trading him. Seriously.
No, we'll
he's
see.
A key part.
We'll
he's a key
yeah,
part.
That's true.
His,
I like Bertrand.
His shot, yeah, his shot stretches the defense. His shot will stretch the defense, you know. Let's go to my man Lou.
What's up, Lou?
Hello. I'm here.
How
What's
you doing,
Lou?
Brother?
All right.
Hey, Lou.
I can't believe
how you doing,
Lou?
Yeah.
Lou, I hear you guys. I hear you guys are passing some of that snow down here our way tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. You are? Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I wish I could help you there, but I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could help.
We definitely would give it all right back to you. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you would. You sure you don't want some?
I don't want none.
Well,
I thought I'd offer.
But you know what? Let me stop.
I wanted to know one time at least. One time at least.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, so I go down the hill.
Yeah, I just hate when the snow gets in the way, when you know it's just stupid snow. You know, when you look outside and like, why did it have to snow this much? You know, that's the snow I can't
right. Find.
But like my brother just said, I do love, you know, the kids get a chance to go play on the hill and slide down the hill, and you know. Lord knows somebody's gonna need another reason to be out of school, but you know, the snow will shut that school down. You know,
oh, yes, indeed.
You know,
but, I love driving in the snow.
Oh yeah,
if you can.
I hate it when it snows so hard. You can't go out your house. That's the one I hate.
Right.
That's the one I hate.
That's where it gets. You know. That's really such a problem.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good without snow. I'm good. Thanks.
Ain't nothing that snow
blows can't take
care of.
Tell me about them Nets, man. What's going on with them? They're in first place in the East right now, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're in first
Chicago's
place.
Right behind them.
East, West, South, North. It don't matter. They're in first place.
I think Golden State and Western ain't got the better record. Golden State and
Phoenix.
Between them two.
Yep.
Golden State
and Phoenix.
And if you're not... Yeah. I mean, those two have got locked up this year. And if you didn't see that game last Tuesday, believe me, you guys don't know what you were missing.
Well,
I'm
watching.
Damn, is that Ted? Is that Ted?
Yeah.
No.
Whoa. A blast from the past. Ta-da. My bad.
Come on, Lou.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, the game was up to the hype and everything, and that's what you want to see. I mean, there's been plenty of games that, you know, get all hyped up. They turn to be, you know, mostly trash, you know, blowout games and whatnot. This said everything was advertised.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For those of you who saw it.
You say what?
Well, and the Warriors-Suns game last week, you know, if you missed that, you missed a great game, probably the best game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. What was so spectacular about it, Lou?
Two best teams in the entire league, and it lived up to the hype. I mean, you didn't see, like, you know, like it was over early, like it was like a 30-point lead, and no one would watch the game. They said everything it was cracked up to be.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, that's cool. Let me ask you a question.
Wait till the Western Conference Final.
Let me ask you a question, Lou. Have you heard anything about Kyrie? What's going on there?
He's not coming back.
Hey.
No, he won't come back. He won't get back today, so he's not gonna come back. He's not gonna get in.
Wow.
But they're doing fine without him.
For now. But when he gets sick and they need that leadership, you know, we're the
team. No, he's not our guy.
Okay.
He really is our guy. Y'all just saying he's not our guy right now. Because he's not vaccinated, he's not participating.
He doesn't want to become vaccinated. That's just it. He doesn't want it.
No. What I'm saying is that's not what he was just saying. That's not what Kill was just saying. Kill was saying that's y'all guy, and it really is y'all guy. Y'all picked him. Y'all just made that he didn't take the vaccine, and now he's not on the team.
And you know what, Lou?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I can understand what Lou's saying though.
I can understand where you are as a fan of New Jersey. But because the man didn't get vaccinated, that doesn't take anything away from what he means to your team at all.
Yeah.
Now, because he's not on the court, I can feel your frustration, and I can go along with the hell with Kyrie attitude because he's not there. And you can't support someone who's not there, at least not on the basketball court. You can't support him. So I understand where you're coming from, but it, realistically speaking, Kyrie Irving is a healthy heap of the ingredients that are the Nets. He is. And that's just all I got to say about that, you know.
All right.
Let's bring our man Tang in. What's happening, Tang?
Kale's Corner family, much love and respect.
Up,
how y'all doing today? 57, Lou, Ted, Miss T, Big Bruh. Yeah, I've been listening to y'all, man. Ain't nothing, man. You know, I'm just getting ready for Sunday, but I know we're going to talk about that on Thursday.
Go ahead.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I thought he was going to come on here and be a true Tell Cornian. You know what I mean? He came on here and
being a cowboy. But already, because I was trying to be funny about the Sunday game.
See what I'm saying? Tree.
I ain't messing with it, bro.
Yeah.
Marcus taught me a new punishment. Stand in the corner with your hand on your nose and one thing on your nose and the other finger touching the wall. That takes time.
But how
you know, seriously, give me your opinion on Thomas Bryant and Rui Hachimura.
Oh, man, I'm excited right now, and I can't wait for Rui Hachimura to get out there and start practicing tomorrow, because we definitely need him. We need him and Thomas Bryant right now. I'm excited about that.
I'm more excited about Bryant. I'm more excited about Bryant because, in all honesty, Hachimura, he had Bryant always brought that energy. He always brought that tenacity. Bryant, it's like the brother takes a power pellet before every game and just gets out and gives everything that he has every game, you know? And to me, that's just like, wow, man. I'm with that. I appreciate that, you know, as a fan of the team and of the sport, you know? You love to see players give their all. You love to see players who attack every play as if it's the last. You know, Kevin Garnett comes to mind. You know, Dennis Rodman. You know, players who had that extra level that they could go to. Kobe Bryant. You know, I'm hearing the different stories from different players about Kobe and Drew Gooden. Yeah, Drew Gooden. Yeah, you know, I can't stand him. But he was talking about they were playing the Lakers, and they were at the hotel, and Kobe came. Drew Gooden got up early and went to breakfast. And when he came to breakfast, Kobe was sitting at the table with ice on his knees, dripping sweat, and he was like, damn, it's 6 in the morning, this Bama already dripping sweat and worked out. You know, that's the type of tenacity I love, man. I respect that to the utmost, you know. Nobody forced Kobe into the gym. Nobody told him you had to be there in order to play or anything like that. It's not like he was trying to work off or show the team that he was okay after an injury. The man just did that. That was his thing. Because Kobe believed he was going to be that player that worked harder than any other player. When your parents used to tell you, you know, the next man working hard, the next man giving his all. Well, Kobe did everything in his power to be that next man. And that's the type of energy I'm talking about.
Yeah, indeed. I can definitely share a story with you.
Did you call me, son?
I'm going to share, like you see, talk about Kobe. I'm going to share a story. Iverson made a comment as far as one time they was together at some whatever thing because they got drafted or whatever. So Iverson, you know, was talking about what you finna do. And they were asking each other what they finna do. Iverson said, I'm finna go party. Kobe said, I'm finna go work out in the gym, you know, get some shots up. Like you say, that's what he did. You know, he just lived basketball, you know, each time trying to improve his game. And stuff. So yeah, you're definitely correct on that. His tenacity, man, was just unmatched in a sense, you know.
Off the chain, off the charts, off the charts. That's all you can say. Rest in peace, Brother Kobe Bryant. Man, hey, you know, we miss you, brother. Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all. And when we come back, we're going to we'll go ahead and talk about this fight this weekend. We'll talk about this fight. All right.
Come here. Got a package. Wait, I know what I want, Chris. What you want? I want T-Bob to give me some headphone sets, and I want Left Side to make me a fly dress. Merry Christmas from T.O.
Together with you, outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. It's lovely weather for us, stay right together with you.
Hey, very merry Christmas. Huh?
I love that song.
That's what's up. That's what's up, and that's it for you. please explain to me how Cruz was able to hang with Tank as long as he did. I mean, throughout the whole fight. Because I didn't watch the whole fight. I did not watch the whole fight, but I watched the highlights. And I'm like, okay, I don't really see that many highlights of Cruz. But it's a gang of highlights for Tank. How is it that Tank did not knock this man out?
His hand was broke. He broke his hand in the sixth round.
You know what? I did hear that. I did hear that. I did hear that he broke his hand, and he didn't have the normal velocity on his punches and the strength on his punches from his left hand because his hand was broke. I did hear that. Mm-hmm. I did hear that. So, to me, that's just another mark on Cruz being the next best thing out there, serious. I mean, you broke your hand and you can still control that fight as you did, knowing that we all know that he's not going to be able to seriously punish Cruz with that hand. We know that, but, you know, the man still was able to win the fight. Even with that ailment or infraction or whatever we want to call it, that's the mark of a champion, y'all. I'm serious.
He didn't even swing the punch. Bro, he didn't even throw the hand. Like, he didn't even throw the punch after the eighth round. He stopped throwing the left hand. Like, if you notice, if you watch the fight, he wasn't even throwing the left hand. He was acting like he wanted to throw it. He wasn't never throwing that left hand. He was beating that man up with the right hand and the right hand only. It was like he had one arm.
Wow.
And just imagine if he had two arms. Two good. I mean, he do got two arms, don't get me wrong. But two good working arms.
Yeah, if he was able to utilize both arms, what would the outcome have been? I feel you.
Exactly.
I feel you. Who can you think of? Can you guys think of anybody that can go up against this man and give him the competition that we all want to see? Everybody wants to see him you know, go against someone that's going through more than just sex him. I mean, you know, take him to the limit. And he beating guys with one broken hand. I mean, goodness.
Okay. And when he was throwing that right hand, it was like, I'm going to throw this right hand, and I'm going to give it everything I got. He was trying to take that Bama head off.
Wow.
He was trying to give everything he had.
Well, I'm going to say this. Coming from Mayweather, you know, and when I say coming from Mayweather, I mean all the complaints we've heard about he runs and, you know, when it wasn't necessarily that Mayweather was running. Mayweather was more a defensive fighter, you know. He was more of a counter-punch fighter, you know. He'll let you throw yours, and then when you're open, he'll throw his, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't like that style, and I can understand that. I can understand that because that style isn't one that produces a lot of action. It really doesn't. Unless you are a boxing purist and you understand exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, remember, Mike Tyson gave us what we wanted because he was a brawler,
right,
and knockout artist. And we got spoiled to the knockout. So everybody
right.
that we called a champion, everybody that we called a champion, we wanted to see them knocking people out. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we accepted. So, but I look at Tank and I see a little bit of Tyson and Mayweather in his style. If you all follow me, you can understand what I'm saying. If it's a fight where he has to brawl, he can brawl with the best of them. He can brawl with the best of them. But if it's a fight where he has to box with a guy, then he'll straight up box with that guy. He'll straight up bring the technician to the ring. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with me?
I like the way he fights.
I totally agree. I agree. That's a good assessment of what you.
I agree.
I just wish he had
That's
both
it.
His hands.
Yeah. Let's go.
I just wish
phone.
He had his tail. Just imagine him fighting that man with two hands. Like both of his hands work. That man with the legs. That's when you ask the initial question, how did Cruz stay in the fight so long with Tank? It's because Tank's hand was broke. That's why.
Oh, wow. What's up, Red? How you doing, Red?
Oh, I'm doing mighty fine. I heard y'all talking about fighting about people being able to knock somebody out, put them on the ground, lay them down,
right.
make them go to sleep, make them don't want to come back no more.
Facts.
And you
That's
know
what
it reminds
facts.
Me of? Y'all, you know what it reminds me of?
What is that?
What's that?
Dallas Week. There you go, TJ. See, Dallas Week. The Washington football team. They got to go knock the hell out of Dallas early. Punch them in their mouth on the offense. They got to punch them in their mouth on the defense. But listen here, though. And I know people keep... And I know we talk, oh, man, I ain't sports dance now or whatever. And you know me. I got grace with the organization myself. But in a game like this, whether it rain, whether it snow, right now, in the movement, in this place, in this moment, at FedEx Field on Sunday, the 12th man got to really show up. Because this game, y'all, and then watch with me on this. This game ain't about who gonna play good on defense. This game ain't about who gonna play good on offense. This game about which team fan base is gonna be loud enough to stop the other team from doing what they need to do. Plain and simple. It ain't about no score. It ain't about what the odds gonna be or the highs or the lows. This is about the fan base. In this moment, in this place, right now, y'all listen to me. As crazy as I may sound, just with this game, it ain't even about the NFC. It ain't even about bragging rights. It's about who gonna show up at FedEx Field and fan base. Plain and simple.
I'm not showing up.
And
I'm
going
to tell you that. Let me tell you that right now. I ain't showing up because they ain't neither one on my team, so I ain't showing up. Are you showing up? Are you showing up? That don't mean nothing. Are you showing up?
I'm showing up. I show up every Sunday.
Good. Listen, get all your little people, all your Washington football team, get your crew together and make sure y'all show up. Because you already said that it's up to y'all. Whether or not y'all gonna win or lose, so you need to get all your Washington football team people. Y'all need to get all them people together and make sure y'all tailgate. Make sure y'all go down to the football thing and make sure y'all show up like Seattle do for their 12th man.
Well, I'm gonna say
make
this. Not only will they show up at FedEx Field, but they're going to show up at their best little whorehouse in Texas as well. Trust me.
Woo!
They always do. They always
Woo!
Do.
Well, all right then. Y'all heard it right here on Kale's Corner from DMV Kale and Ray T. Y'all heard
That's
it here
right.
first.
That's right. That's right. And Rev, you know, you're a Bama, Rev, because
why you say that?
I always get on my man 57 for coming in and bringing the topic in early and all that. Kane made mention, but he left it alone. He didn't really go there. You come on off the break. You got Dallas on the brain, huh?
That's all I got on the brain, right? I ain't got the Wizards, the Mystics, the Zoppers, or the Wizards. I ain't got Jesus on my mind right now. All I got is Dallas Week.
I know that's right, man.
Dallas Week. My son say, "Daddy, give me a hug." I say, "Come here, son. Let me hug you. Let me whisper something in your ear." He say, "Huh?" I say, "We won Dallas."
Okay.
I went to 7-Eleven. The man said, "You want coffee and donut?" "No, we want Dallas."
"You want a Dallas coffee and donut?"
"I went into Popeyes. They asked me, did I want some chicken? I say, no, we want Dallas."
Wait a minute. I understand the concept very, very clearly, what you're trying to say and what you're trying to do. But ain't no sense of going in Popeyes, honey, if you ain't eating no chicken. So you should have
asked the women. No, I don't eat no chicken from Popeyes. They just asked me if I want some chicken. I just told them we want Dallas. They were trying to get me to come in Popeyes. They were standing outside the store because Ben and their friends, you know, they ran shadow on the Popeyes over there in Southeast. Popeyes ain't been right since. They even giving free chicken sandwiches on T-Mobile. Go get you a free chicken sandwich from Popeyes if you want. It might come to life.
I ain't
get
that memo. I don't even want the memo, but I ain't
getting
it anyway.
Right, they picking up your coffee from China. They got fried rat there at Popeyes. Go get your fried rat sandwich.
All right, let's get back on topic, y'all. We ain't talking about no Popeyes
rotten
chicken.
Anyway, though, y'all, I just called to have a little fun, man, but y'all want to party. I holler at y'all later. If you want to go to the game, holler at me. I got club level tickets for the people at a low price. Trust me. Believe in March with me. Y'all know who this is. At DC Hype Man. The people's Hype Man.
Okay.
Rev T.
Rev T in the building, y'all. If y'all want to go to the game, Rev T got tickets.
563-999-3782. That Bama got off the phone before I was about to tear into him. Seriously. But we'll be back, y'all. We'll be back.
If you saw a ticket, please call back.
The Lord is come. Let her receive her King.
Boy, that song gave me a feeling, man. Woo. When I was a little kid, man, we used to do the little Christmas program at church. And, oh, it's just me? Oh, nobody else heard them song? Y'all can read it. That's all I can say. Y'all can read it. Let's go to Cuzzo. What's happening, Cuzzo? What's going on with you? Oh man. Hung up. Okay, we good. DJ Mosley says that Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, say that three times. Laughed at head coach Robert
Saleh.
He laughed at him, claiming that other teams in the league have no respect for the Jets nor what they do, claiming that other teams are laughing at the Jets as well. So,
that's how it goes, Kim. That's what it is for football. You play they're gonna keep talk about you like doo-doo. They not only are they talking about the Jets, they talking about the Lions. They said it about a lot of people. He just had the balls enough to say it to the man's face. That's all.
Yeah. But I don't really think that, I'm trying to approach this calmly because I'm not one that believes in when you're on the field. Now, off the field, it's whatever, you know.
Right.
Off the field, it's whatever, you know what I mean? But when you're on the field, you know, to me, Debo gonna say that here I go, Captain Save Obama, you know. But no, hear me out. What fun is it to make fun of a team that you know is not up to the level that you are as a team? How is that fun? Why is that fun? Oh, I tell you why. Because you really ain't been beating nobody else anyway. You really ain't been, and you've been in competition with everybody else. So you have a game. You have a game where you're the dominant team, so you want to talk trash. You want to laugh and mock. For me, there's no room. It's classic. I'll say that.
It's poor sportsmanship is what it is. Poor sportsmanship.
Yeah, yeah. Poor, very poor sportsmanship. And I know, you know, some might say, well, they grown men, and grown men can say whatever they want. Do that. Yes, they can.
Right.
Yes, they can. Grown men can
but
say
they also
whatever
have
they want. And not just that, what goes around comes around.
Uh-huh.
What goes around comes around. And for real, I don't think the Eagles are really in a position to be mocking
right.
or making fun of anyone. That's just me. That's just where I'm at.
No, that's
know?
A fact.
And yes.
That was a fact you just made. You made a factual statement.
Again, you're a grown man. You can say whatever you want to. Yes, you can. You can search and yell and holler and scream with the best of them as much as
right.
you want to. But just know that every coin has two sides. Every coin.
Even a broke coin comes twice a day.
Okay. While you're thinking, ha 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 ha, he, we getting y'all some trash, y'all some garbage. You ain't that far from that.
Okay.
Yourself.
Okay.
You ain't that far
but
from Kale, that yourself. Go ahead.
Even with that being said, Kale, a lot of those players, like Solly, the coach. It's, sometimes you need, I already said this many times before. Sometimes people need to stay in their own lane and stop mm-hmm. trying to get in another lane and then learn something new on the fly. Just do what you can do. Do what you want to, I mean, look, everybody want to be a head coach. I'm not going to take that away from nobody. But if you know your best thing that you do is defense, you need to stay doing defense things. Stay in your lane. You're not going to get no respect by keep losing and y'all talking trash and then you come out and you lose again. You ain't going to get no respect. People going to talk about you. They're going to bully you. They're going to do all kinds of things to you. But as a grown man, you got to be able to knock it off your shoulder, come back out, and try to win another game. That's all you can do in that situation because y'all are playing like trash. So ain't nothing they saying is a lie.
See that.
But it's
right.
who's saying it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. To me, is there really room for that? Seriously.
Not when you're losing?
I think not when you're losing, and especially when you're winning. Because at any time, that can be you and your organization.
That's facts, bro.
At any time. And we all know, I tell you what, as who's that?
Hey, Sue. Who are you talking about, bro? Okay, y'all. Who on here with
me? Who's
hear me?
I can hear you. What happened?
I'm here. I think it's probably his phone went out. But like I was saying, y'all, when you on a team and you trash talk a team, but you're not doing so good yourself, I think you should not trash talk. You should just do your job and then let the chips lie where they lie. All the trash talking shit, you know, that's too much. I mean, I understand the trash talking when you're on the field and all that, and I'm going to get you, and I'm going to knock your block off, and all that. I understand all that, but to tell somebody you don't respect them, I don't respect you for telling them you don't respect them for no apparent reason. What right. you think, Tank? Oh, you back here?
Yeah, go ahead. You're going.
What you think, Tank?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like you say, I love to talk trash on the court, on the field, any type of competition. I can be playing cornhole. I'm going to talk some trash. But to disrespect somebody, that's a whole nother level. That's just what you don't do. That's not right.
Right.
And saying your point about when you're out of your lane, you know, these are the type of things that happen to you. When you're out
yeah.
of your lane, when you go and try to do and be something that you aren't, you know,
unfamiliar.
This is the type of thing that happens. These mm-hmm. are the actions that go on. So, you know, we can. You know, be against it and not like it all we want to, but like Tree said, Selah, or whatever the hell his name is, he has to find a way to allow that to motivate him. He
mm-hmm.
has to find a way to allow that to push him, you know? And that's all I got to say about y'all. But, you know, I just feel like it was disrespectful and then, you know, I hate a snitch. I really hate a snitch, y'all. If you're going to laugh and joke and make fun of somebody, do that on you, on your time. But
right.
What is all this mess about other teams don't respect them? And, I mean, let them say that. Themselves.
Yeah,
you know, one of the worst whoopings I ever got was when my mother caught me. I forgot what it was that I was doing wrong. I did so much as a child, for real. But anyway, I was him. So, but anyway, and the first thing I did was say, well, I wasn't the only one. My mother said, what? Oh, you snitching, man. Well, let me go ahead and give you a couple of extra licks here so right. you'll know that I ain't cool with that.
Exactly.
I ain't cool with that. If you doing wrong and you got caught, you suffer the punishment. You don't drag nobody else into it. If they didn't get caught, it wasn't meant for them to get caught.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if other teams don't respect...
I'm back. I'm back, guys.
You're
all right, mate.
You what?
I'm back.
Okay. If you don't respect them as a team, then put the fact that you don't respect them as a team. Why do you have to involve all these other people? Why? You know, it don't make no sense to me. But anyway, yeah, that whole situation was just ugly. Rest the clock, I expect more from you as a professional and as a champion. You know, I expect more from you. But, hey, you know, that's why they say they're athletes and not role models.
There
five,
you
six,
go.
563-999-3782. When we come back, it's going to be Lady C's time to let us know who won.
Oh, good. I didn't miss it.
No. I had to let it groove for a minute. Come on, Lady T.
Oh, okay. Do it, you guys. That's still in it. Okay.
You need to hear your other song,
Reese. I want to congratulate Reese from last week being week 12 winner. We want to also congratulate her. Huh?
Yeah.
Girl, you know what? Go ahead. Yeah, come on, come on.
Look.
She can't win 2 weeks in a row.
Reese won last week, 12. Week 12, Reese won. Yeah. So I just want to congratulate her because I don't know if in her household anyone has told her congratulations. I want to tell my sister Reese, go Reese from last week. So we're moving right along. All right, you guys, let's move right along. Week 13 is here and gone. Let's start at the bottom. 7 picks. Oh, my gracious, 7 picks. Myself, Tang, Lou. Those are all my 7 picks. 8. I know, right, Lou? 8. We got Marcus bringing 8 picks. Marcus with 8 picks. We got the reigning champion coming in at 9 picks. That's Miss Reese. We got 10 picks with Mima. Miss Mima, I'm sorry, babe. You only got 10 this week. And if you haven't heard your name, that means you are still in the running to be the winner. 11 picks, you got 11, there you go. 11 picks coming in with the bombest host in the world, Kel. I know. But I did give you like that big old nice, I introduced you real nice stuff. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Best host in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Marae, baby.
Debo? Is that Marcus or Debo? Marcus?
It's Marcus.
No.
I told him.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, 8 picks. Hey, number 8. How are you?
Going in.
Hey, man. Look, you 8, I'm 7. So, hey. Let's keep the train right along moving, you guys. This is our final hit. We have 12 picks. We got Al Huckleberry, Al 57, and we got Debo, the G-Man, in the building. And it came down, you guys, it came down to the score. And the score said, can I get a drum roll, please?
How about a gong?
Debo. Debo won. Congratulations to Debo for winning week 13. I'm sorry, guys, week 13. Debo is our week 13 winner. Debo has also won 2 previous times. He's in the running to be the champ along with Tang. Tang's at 4. Debo's at 3. I'm at 2. Kale's at 2.5. Marcus is at 1. 57 is at 1.5. So come on, Mima. Come on, Reese. I need you guys to bring it up. I need y'all to come on now.
Reese,
I need some studying. Me, you, and Reese got to study.
Reese won last week. Yeah, she's so busy.
She only won 1. Everybody else won either 1.5. Or more.
Man, I don't like this female favoritism, man. I'm going to just set that down.
Exactly.
That
Favoritism?
Favoritism? Female. Kel, you want 1.5 times. If it was favoritism, I'd be over here cheating. And y'all, you gonna hear nothing but me, Reese, and Mima all the time.
Come on, son. Come on, son. You don't know.
Hey, man.
Nobody in her.
Don't y'all.
You don't know.
Don't y'all complain.
I said,
don't y'all complain.
But then to stop studying, that's all
women
I said.
Got their foot in y'all's butt. Don't y'all complain. I congratulate the women for winning.
You know
congratulations,
what?
Women.
Always one.
Congratulations.
There's always one.
There's always one, y'all.
Congratulations. Lead us the right way, women. There you go.
That Negro Brown knows it.
You know what I mean?
Seven, cut it out.
It's the Obama.
Hey, it's the Obama.
Well, y'all know what it means. And y'all be ready. Y'all be ready for next week. My cash app is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. So be ready next week, you guys. Study. See who playing, who not playing, what's the odds. Check out everything, y'all. Check out everything, because we need some new winners.
Yeah, y'all.
Or you can tell us your secret.
We get together.
Come on, Lou, so we can get you a win. You be winning sometimes, Lou. I can't put you in there because you ain't, you know, I can't give you the money.
Right. Speak to me about off air, okay?
All right, we get together.
All right, that's better.
All right. 563-999-3782. Congratulations, Debo. This song is an honor of my mind. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Debo.
Congratulations.
David Banner.
Yeah.
Hey, you know you folks be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, MIA, on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real G's showing love. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the boys be coming out. All my homegirl be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm ill. So let me tell them who I'm ill.
Rubber band, man, five, Taliban, rose on my right, sitting large in my other hand.
Who I'm ill? Who I'm ill?
Always in trouble, man.
Yeah.
A couple hundred grand, Chevy's all colors, man. A rubber band, man, like a one-man band. Treating rappers like the Apollo when I'm the slaying man. Told a hundred grand, got stayed in the waistband. Looking for a sweet lick, but this is the wrong place, man. Every time shower, I care about a case, man. I'm campaigning to bury the hate, so say you're great,
hey,
man.
Don't fall
behind a sucker back, I say it in his face. I'm a thoroughbred shouter, I don't fake it, now I don't hate. Check my resume, shouter, my records impeccable. Hey.
Everybody say, I don't say it to his back, I say it to a sucker's face. That's a good.
Check my resume.
57. I know you hear
go ahead.
Me, 57.
I hear you, brother. Go ahead.
Don't do that. You know.
Don't you? Don't you?
No.
Don't you?
No. No.
Why not?
I always pick my team. I always pick mine.
You just jumped on the wagon, okay? That's all.
Right.
You didn't put no gas in it. You didn't wash the windows. You just jumped in. That's all.
Talk about ungrateful.
That's all you did.
You sure enough did make sure you jumped on the right track, big bro. You sure enough made sure you jumped on the right track.
Because
he was going with a whole nother team at first.
Hey,
okay,
that's all he did.
Well, I think you was in order. Because he was right there with the other team.
There you go. Tell him again.
Nope. Say it again.
You owe my hope.
I won't go against my team.
You had win against your team, bro.
You definitely did, bro.
Joking
now you want to switch up?
I was just joking around. Let me tell you something. I listened to y'all when y'all was talking stuff about people talking trash. There's an art to this game. That talking trash. You can't keep it personal.
You got to know how to talk trash and when not to talk trash. If you ain't winning,
right.
Don't talk trash. I won Sunday.
So
you're talking trash.
And the Sunday before that. And the Sunday before that.
So
and the Sunday before
right,
that.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I'm talking trash. You won. I'm talking trash.
I'm in.
Debo, you know what?
Thank
I'm being quiet over here.
Thank y'all. Just beating the 49ers two times is a beautiful thing.
If
it is.
Yeah,
Debo.
We don't even know if Debo Britt said that, do we?
Hey, we still don't know who the real Debo is.
See,
really,
I'm about to bring him on. Y'all know he had work. Y'all know this man is at work.
He'd have had an hour and a half to practice the voice.
Said that.
Debo, they got me practicing your voice, man. Help me out, bro. Help me out, dude.
Hello?
There you go. Spray that stuff in your mouth.
That ain't him.
Spray that stuff
that
in
ain't
his throat.
Him.
Yeah.
Hello?
He sprayed that stuff in his throat.
What's up, Timo?
Hey, Chief. Hey, how y'all feeling? Everybody's feeling. Hey, look. I'm still licking my wounds and stuff, man. And that helped me out that helped me out a whole lot last week. Yesterday,
right.
It really did.
Come on, bro. Let that go. Let me talk about old stuff.
That's two times. I can't let that go. I'm big homie.
I know. But I'm talking about why we gotta keep talking about that. Oh, that's Sunday. Why we gotta keep talking about that?
Because I'm big homie. It's a season. It's twice.
Oh, I thought, you know, we don't talk about stuff that happened that's old.
No, I'm big homie. Hey, Cam.
Yeah, man.
Who big homie, Cam?
I don't know.
Nah, y'all did that thing.
Damn. If we going by who won and who lost, we big homies.
I'm talking about my division.
You're a big homie in your division. You definitely
that's right.
I heard
you.
Who's
the
big homie in their division? Who big homie?
Look, we trash this year, but we still the 49ers big homie.
I was going to say, yeah, you big homie when it just come to us. No, don't get it twisted.
But that's like you said, I'm speaking of the 49ers. What's up, 57?
Do me a favor. You and Kale talk at the same time and drink a glass of water.
Talk at the same time and drink a I swear to goodness, nobody on this call get me to almost curse as much as you, man. For real, yeah.
Hey, Debo, why you knock me out of my money, man? Why you knock me out of my money?
Yeah.
Well,
why you knock me out of my money, ball?
Well, I'm just happy. I knew that when you picked Seattle, I said it was going to be a problem. I said, okay, he picked Seattle. He's going to be there with me.
Yep. Right there.
Let me tell y'all something real quick. So, so Sunday, when we lost, right, 49ers, I mean.
Uh-huh.
Kale and Debo called me on the phone. Right, so they call me. They want to talk trash.
No,
right?
Me and Mark.
So look,
me and Mark.
I'm sorry, not Debo. I'm sorry, Marshes.
It's cool.
They call me, you know, to chew me out real good, right? So 57, why I did your move? Why I said, but I'm just, I mean, you know, and then I just said one thing about Washington football team, and they went at it. They forgot they was on the phone. Hey, look, I was even on the phone. That ain't funny, y'all. They went at
that
it
ain't
for
funny,
about
y'all.
15 minutes. I said, oh,
that ain't
you don't worry about it no more. They forgot they was talking to me.
I knew exactly what she was doing.
She's Venus and Serena Williams. That subject right off of her, y'all.
Hey, bro, honestly, we left it alone because she was definitely butthurt, man. She was so upset.
She did sign a little preparation.
Let me finish. Listen, I'm telling you, it's been my experience to not mess with a woman when she's mad, but especially
right.
Especially to get back, something else.
Hey, y'all.
And she openly was, she was down in the dumps, bro. She wasn't just down, she was down in the dumps.
That was. I ain't gonna lie. He lost. But y'all got that first 2 minutes out of me though. And now had his shoe been on the other foot. Kale don't answer his phone. 57, you gotta put his name on a milk carton.
Hey, look, you ain't even look. Lisa ain't like Kale. Look, you can tell Kale had a few good weeks. He be ratting and waving when they lose.
Hey,
5 minutes, he gone.
What's up, Marcy?
Now this Devo, throw me in the mix too. I had to work. Throw me in the mix too. I had to work.
See?
I had to work.
Hey, bro, I got that conversation about me so fast. You would have thought it was lightning in this joint.
No, y'all. I don't like that. What y'all mean, Kale don't answer his phone? Y'all better Preach is going to call me until I ask. With that little boo-boo eating grin. What's up, bruh? How you doing, bruh? And I know what you talk about the whole time.
Hey,
what's up, bruh?
You barely asked my phone call and you won.
Right.
Ooh. Because Marcus, you be jinxing me, man. And I don't get to enjoy my victory fooling around with you because you start telling me, hey, like this week, before the game, hey, what's his name? 41, dang, man, what's his name, man? The running back, McKissick. Hey, you know McKissick out the game. I was like, why the hell is Marcus texting me this? You know what I mean? Hey, look, Marcus, you jinxed our tight end, dog, because he gone for the season now. Thomas.
I jinxed him, or did our quarterback overthrow the ball? Or did he put it way in the air so he can get effed up? How did he do it?
I say B.
I take B. I just throwing balloons. They float.
Right.
Somebody's going to get the hell knocked out of them.
Hey, you know what? I have never in my life seen an ungrateful mother suffer. Like 57, y'all. He is so ungrateful.
Why do you think you did anything?
And Ben, for real, y'all won, but Ben looked like some trash, 57. Ben looked like some trash. And y'all can keep fighting it and holding on as long as you want to. Y'all need to make a move with Ben soon and very soon. The colder it gets, the more he out there playing like the Tin Man. Slide some oil to me. For real, y'all. Y'all need to make a move. Seriously. You won't win no more.
Well, I tell you what, Kale. If you helped us win, and you just keep rooting for us, okay? Don't stop.
No, I'm not. I help you make the proper decision, you invalid.
Hey, let me tell you something. I would never, just so you'll never make that mistake again, I would never, ever root for the Washington football team to win anything, a game of cornhole, If anything, I helped you.
I asked you a question.
I didn't hear it.
What is your team's overall record? What is your record?
6-5-1
Oh, okay.
Didn't expect that, did you? Didn't expect that, did you?
No, I don't expect that. I don't respect that.
Hey, Cam. Like I told you, there's an art to this stuff. You got to know where it is, bro. I'm right there with you. Come on, let's go.
I don't respect that. Because you know what? My team, the team you're talking about, we have 6 wins.
Uh-huh.
That's one more than you. And
how you have
you
6
tied,
wins, one more than me, and I got 6 wins?
Worst, you tied,
get
you
off
tied
the bus.
With the worst pick in the league.
Get off
you
the
tied, like
bus, man.
Said,
6 wins is 6 wins.
That tie was a loss. That tie is
six
a loss.
6 wins is 6 wins.
Because you tied,
six
you
wins
tied
is
with a
six
team
wins.
That ain't beat nobody else. You tied with a team that does not have to be happy about except for the tie with your bum-ass team. For real.
Look,
come on, man.
When they log on to go to school tomorrow, you better log on with them. You better log on with them. 6 wins is 6 wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And it's more than five. And it's more than five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So you better carry your asses.
You
better be standing out of that.
How many losses you got, Kale?
I got 6.
Yeah. How many losses?
I just told you.
Lord.
I have 6.
6 losses? Mm-hmm.
6.
Oh, well.
6.
Oh, well.
That tie is a loss.
That's according to your book. The NFL does not say that.
Plus an overtime, and your team could not prevail.
The NFL does not say that.
Overtime.
Yeah,
not for losers, Kale. Not for losers. Not for losers. Not for losers.
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 Not for long. Not for long. Your quarterback will be able to stay out there needing that oil.
Is that what the NFL stands for? Not for long.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Kev, bruh.
What's up, Mark?
I make you a promise today. You ready for this promise, brother? I'm not gonna say nothing else negative about our team.
Uh-oh.
After right now. Right now, hold on. This is a statement right here. We have now gotten to the meat and potatoes of the soup. Right?
Yep.
We were skimming the water. But now we're in the bottom of the pot. And we're going to see what these dentures are made of. We're going to see what we can chew right now. And at this point, you ain't going to hear me say nothing else. All I'm gonna do is just be silent when.
Ain't that some cop out crap right there?
Hey, no.
Oh Lord,
no.
Have mercy. I ain't gonna take no stand one way or the other. Yeah, I ain't talking no more trash.
57.
Yeah, go ahead.
More trash.
I'm with you, bro.
You ain't let me finish. I said that you ain't going to hear me say nothing because everything I say is going to speak for itself. I ain't going to have to say nothing. I ain't going to need to talk no trash. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't going to have to say nothing.
Because
it's
going to
pan out exactly like I said it's going to pan out. And it ain't a jinx.
You say you ain't a jinx.
No, I'm saying it ain't a jinx. I'm just keeping it a stack. Just watch. We got right now, you know, we got some patchwork dentures in our mouth right now. We're going to see what it really is. We're going to see.
Boy, you talk about the left hand compliment.
No kidding. No, what's the next step? Time will tell. The positive step is the hardest part. The waiting is the hardest part. All I'm going to say is this, you know, 57, I just looked it up for you, sir, that school bus.
It comes at 7:30. So you make sure you out there so that teacher can teach you that is the number 6 is greater than the number 5. You know?
They'll be
waiting for you.
Just make sure next Tuesday or Thursday you get on the bus on time so you can be here on the radio. I mean on the podcast.
Hey, I'll never miss the bus.
Don't get detention.
I wouldn't do that either, man. Would not do that.
You know,
either.
You got some problems with your homework, call one of us.
Hey,
we will help you.
How many games did you say 57 won?
6.
I come on with the pool. I'm talking about this week, week 13. How many games did
we had to go to the school, baby?
Well,
we had to go to the school, baby. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
To the school.
Yeah.
You know where, hey, Cam, you know where I'm always rested, baby. Either at the top or near the top. Come on now. You must think I'm monster.
The only reason why you got that close is because he got you to change your mind and root for your own team, bro. Hey, I was on the call. You was not picking Pittsburgh, bro.
Damn.
You was not picking Pittsburgh.
Damn, the Marcus, it got quiet like you turned on roof for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
6-7?
Hey, man. Ain't nothing I can say.
Now, see, that's a punk A move right there. You know what I mean? When I said that I got you to say goodbye, you got all this stuff to say. You know, Marcus say, and you talking about, I ain't got nothing to say. Wow.
Now, nope. Because my man already told me, 57 is my man. Now, don't get it twisted. I just mess with him. That's my man, 5,700 grand. Now,
20 grand.
Is, listen, here's the problem. 57 is going to argue with one person.
Right.
But if 5 people come with the fact, he ain't going to say nothing. He ain't going to say nothing. I don't think that's about him.
Hey, Marcus. Cut that crap out, Marcus.
I'm telling the truth.
You're going to tell it out
to that first joker, and you'll be loud as I don't know what. But let somebody come to you.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy.
One kind of wrong
Hey, Marcus.
Furry tail.
You know what? We're going to take this last few minutes here, and we are gathered here today to put to rest one day. Dak Prescott. We
oh, yeah.
Dak was a good old boy. he tried to throw that football all.
Remember
over
who won last week?
Who won last week?
The Cowboys won.
Lou. Washington won as well, Lou. As a matter of fact,
we have
Washington beat the team that beat y'all on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Lou. Just let them know it's any given Sunday, Lou. It's any given Sunday, Lou. Don't worry about that. We're going to come out 12 and 5,
so
like I said.
I'm
so
proud of that.
We're going to come out. Just like I said at the beginning of the season, we're going to come out of this 12 and 5, man.
I'm so tired of that Pete Hooker answer any given Sunday. Man.
Hey, bro, you can't be tired. This team winning right
hey,
now. You can't be
hey,
tired because this team is losing. You was like this any given Sunday. Y'all know any given Sunday.
Yep.
Y'all know how it is.
Oh, boy.
49.
Okay. Like the 49ers, bro. Yes. Yes. Just like that.
Yes, sir. I'm a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch, you really
are.
I can do the whole song you want.
We still in the hunt. Hey, the people that we lost to, they in the hunt.
Between the two of you, I'd rather take the seasick crocodile.
That would be a no. That would be a no, sir. That would be a no. There is a bottom.
Oh. Lou, he's putting them vocal wah-wahs. Lou putting them vocal wah-wahs to work. Go ahead, Lou. I hear you.
That was funny.
I won't do the whole song. I won't embarrass myself, but you get the idea.
Yeah, we got you.
I got the whole idea.
You would think
okay.
After 4 years of calling, you would.
The visual
I'll
and everything.
I'll see y'all in the Super Bowl.
I see you too.
I'll see y'all in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Won't be no black and yellow.
He going to have his black and yellow one watching it, right? He's sitting on the couch.
Bowl bam. We can win. We can still win our division.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, we done drew everybody beat Baltimore. We done drew everybody back in within range the way we need them to be in our division.
Yep.
Ain't no runaway.
And just say, we was not going to go with y'all.
Kev, go ahead and grab hold to that, bro. Because I know with the way your team's been playing, you know, you need that. So
no,
go ahead. You have that.
That was nothing about my team. 57 saying, you know what? I'm going to change my pick. You right, Kev. I'm going to go ahead and go with them. I'm going to tell you do we need to play the tape from last week?
I got 12 wins, Kale. I got 12 wins. How many wins did you get? You should have changed a couple more. You should have changed a couple more. You should have made a few more different picks, Kale.
Just like
stop
that.
Stop eating pot at me, Kale.
Your win means nothing.
Stop eating pot at me.
Your win means nothing.
Eat some ham sandwiches.
In your heart of hearts. You
eat some ham sandwiches there, Dandy.
It took this burgundy and
gold. You scared of ham?
It took this burgundy and gold.
You scared of ham?
Mind.
Are you scared of ham?
For real.
Are you scared of
not
ham?
At all.
Are you scared
not
of
at
ham?
All.
Eat some ham
my
every day again. Stop chewing on potty meat all the time.
17 to 15. My team is the home. We love pork. My team is the
17 to 15.
We love pork. Huh? We
no,
love
you
pork.
Right. Y'all are the pigs. Y'all are the pigs. You right about that.
And what are y'all?
Right about that.
I know Ben real comfortable. I know Ben real comfortable when y'all wear those old jail suits. Damn rapist.
Hey. Okay.
For real.
That's okay. That's okay.
I know
that's
he's
okay.
Real comfortable when y'all wear them.
Look, we got a name. What's your name? You got one? Can't even figure one out.
Going off.
Football. and I'm gonna tell you, I'm like my man Birdman. You better put some respect on it. You better put some respect on it, Bama. Huh?
Or what?
You better put some respect on it.
You ain't even got a name. What
the
hell put some respect on?
It's the Washington football team. Are you dumb?
Oh.
Do you need to tell that
team? How can I know? No. We already decided who on what bus, Kale. We already know what bus,
For the teams who have an acronym, you dummy, they have to have a name. They have to be called by something. Washington football team is the name. That's what they're called by. That's what that big WFT stands for. Washington football team. Now let's bring this idiot back in. I thought when I left teaching, I ain't have to do it no more. But I see Bama's don't understand what acronyms are. So I got to break it down for him. That's what I'm out.
Okay.
W. Okay. Washington. F. Football. P. T.
There you go.
I feel like Red Fox over here. You think, Tommy?
Oh, you think Fred Sanford over there. Fred Sanford in the mouth.
You feel like a Bama. You feel like a Bama. That's why you muted me, you Bama. That's why you muted me.
I muted you.
That's why you muted me.
Hey,
who had Georgia to win that game?
Yeah, whatever.
Look at all this love, man. I love it. I can't wait to do it again Thursday. I swear.
I'm so glad.
Will be crying next week.
Hey, listen. I'm so glad Devo won this week, man. Let me tell you, though. He clowned himself even with a loss. He clowned himself. He be clowning himself right now. I'm telling you, the whole call, he be talking about he the king.
I wait for Kale's corner, win or lose, bruh. I wait for Kale's corner no matter what. You know, so I don't care if I lost 100 times. I wait for Kale's corner, dog pal.
That's why Kale's corner love you, man. You know what I mean? That's why we love you, but you need to be honest about the fact that you weren't going to choose your team last week. You wasn't. Mute me, please. Everybody. Come on, three.
Oh, my God. I hate this time of the day, y'all. I really hate this time. Of the day, because you guys know it's time to say goodbye, you guys. It's till Thursday. Oh, okay, so let me get myself together.
Real, all right. Real quick, Debo wants me to tell you, if you don't make it, you can take those two losses from your big homie. That's Debo. I'm just sending the message. That's all. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, Debo want to talk trash.
Yeah, he's talking trash. He's talking trash.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, let's get it. Let's get it and let's go. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. And when I say support you guys, I mean calling in, supporting. You guys be on time. You guys... your input is everything. Like, your input... Y'all comments, all that stuff is everything to us.
So we really thank y'all for that. Kale MST would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Thursday come, you're going to feel so much more love than you did today. That's how much we love you guys. Kale and Ms. T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. And you guys can also follow us at blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcClay. Please tell somebody about us. Let's grow this brand and let's keep it moving and talking about the things that we love to talk about, you guys. And my Cash App is $MAMABOSS5. And if you guys know anybody that want to join in on Mrs. T's pick, just tell them to call in and they can join in on all the fun that we have on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you guys. So it was lovely, and I love you guys, and we'll see you guys here Thursday at 5 p.m. Kale, right back to you, Kale.
All right, y'all. Hey, man, I can't say it enough. Lady T said it so eloquently, as she normally does. Don't forget Mima. Mima, I'm going to need you to study, Mima. We want everyone to win at least once. Lou, you get with Lady T and do whatever you need to do so that you can win at least once. You know, it's fun, y'all, and we all know that. That's why we do it. I want to thank everyone for this 2 hours that you didn't have to give, but you volunteered and gave. For real.
Thank you.
Hey, 57, appreciate you and all the back and forth. My man Marcus, Debo, congratulations again. My man Tank, big brother, like no other. You know what I mean? Just got different mothers. Ah. And you, Lady T, hey, man, what would this show, what would Hill's Corner be without Lady T? I'm trying to tell y'all, man. This girl, boy, this woman, this young woman, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, though. It is so good coming from where I come. Look, what Drake say, started from the bottom, now we're here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here. And we'll get with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Let's go.
Bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most of the feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got 3. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got 3? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball and money stacked all the shack now. See a push a button and let the roof on the lag down. I'm on the road doing shows to my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chat Town. I got the crowd yelling,
bring them out,
I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by a blow, I'm moving the bricks. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing it quick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. The clip see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a grown down hard, talk career with a shine. I got the time, there ain't nothing like it better with time. Who got a flow when I'm live, show better than mine. I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out.
I'm a hot girl selling,
bring them out.
All the dope boys selling,
bring them out.
Front the back stage yelling,
bring them out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, what is 2 guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2-on-2? If you do half of what I do, then you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for another sucker to flex. Show him this ain't the squad or a sucker to test. Tell my too large and we way too fresh. Work well when... They put the checker lane like a game of chess. You wanna be, better bring your best. Cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling,
bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out.
Front the back stage yelling,
bring them out.
Front yard yelling,
bring them out.
birds selling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys selling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they ain't selling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh!
Holler when you speak, remember you don't know. You save all the hating and the popping, pimping, you don't know. You quit telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving, shouting, you don't know. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is really, you don't know. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know. I think it's time I made a song for people who don't know. I graduated at the street.